pet equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Courtside at the United Center in Chicago as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Ohio State Buckeyes opening night of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. First time here in Chicago since 2019. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Tip time a bit more than a half an hour away as the Badgers 17 and 13 through the regular season, 9 and 11 in conference play, taking on Chris Holtman's Ohio State Buckeyes 13 and 18 overall, 5 and 15 in conference play. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. Cloudy tonight with a low of 28. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers tomorrow, 36. Lows around 25. Tomorrow night, snow likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Back to the United Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I'll just make an assumption this is going to go down in the last minute. That's just the way it's been. If ever a team is used to it, I guess your team is this year, though.
Yeah, we've had more than our share, Matt, obviously. And, you know, I think that how our guys have to continue to battle back and right within games, you know, whether something goes well and how we can capitalize on it, or if we something things we need to improve upon, they've stayed the course and just keep playing. And I think that's the that'll be important for us here in the postseason. You're gonna have runs both for you and against you, and you've got to move on to the next possession.
Gotta love Chucky Hepburn. We talked in your radio show. You guys have had so many guys who have had no fear of taking the big shot, and he makes the big one. And as you mentioned on Monday, and it was relating a conversation with Josh Gosser, you got to have somebody who's not afraid to miss. And Chucky's not afraid of anything. He has no fear of anything.
No, he doesn't. You know, and I think that's what you obviously have to have, and not only your point guard, but almost everybody. You can't be afraid of failure, and that can be in a missed shot, or you have to be able to or willing to lay it on the line. And Chucky obviously has done that, and he's made a lot of plays for us over the year, and hopefully he's got a lot more to make for us.
We mentioned the night that Tyler Wall had. That wasn't his first really good game since coming back from the injury, but would it be fair to say that was his best game since?
Yeah, he's definitely, I think I see more and more of the old Tyler that we saw before he got hurt, and I think he's able to do it for longer stretches of time. And we'll obviously need him here tonight and going forward. So when he's playing well, we're a much better team, and it's good to see him get back and get in a rhythm and feel comfortable out there.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Wisconsin at Ohio State, and against Ohio State here in Chicago, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Badgers and the Buckeyes, part two. Round one went to Wisconsin in Columbus. Looks like he's Coach Holtman's tinkered with the lineup a little bit. He's got, obviously, Zed Key is done for the season, but he's got four freshmen. At least that's what he's been doing in his lineup, along with Justice Suing. But those four freshmen, one in particular, has a little bit of talent.
Yeah. Bryce Sensabaugh is really, obviously, one of the top all on the all-freshman team, along with our Connor Sejan. But they you've noticed them get better. And obviously, they have a results here with beating Maryland and Illinois down the stretch and having a tight game with Michigan State last Saturday. So you would expect freshmen to go through growing pains and learn, and they've definitely done that. I've been impressed too with Akpara as he's come in and gotten more minutes since Zed Key's gone out. So obviously the point guard Thornton presents a lot of problems. You mentioned Sensabaugh and Justice Suing too. He's had a lot of laps around the track, so he's got a lot of experience and somebody that's played well for him here in the last few weeks.
You mentioned Akpara. Among the things that he can do is block shots. Historically, I remember talking to you when you were an assistant coach. You can't let that change your plan. He might put one into the second or third row, so be it. You keep you,
You keep attacking when you can.
Yeah, you do. You do, and you have to go at those type of guys. And, you know, I just impressed with him how he moves his feet in ball screens, too. He's really aggressive, can get out and disrupt things in ball screens. So he's going to be a really good player there for them down the road. I think this experience for him, much like it's helped our younger guys, is going to pay dividends down the road.
You mentioned Connor Recesian on the all-freshman team. Chucky Hepburn gets honorable mention. I want to point out here, it's an assistant coach award that Chris Lowry for Northwestern won. But it's the Howard Moore Assistant Coach of the Year Award. And Coach Lowry knows what that means. And I know that means a lot to you to have Howard's name attached to it.
Yeah, it was one of my ideas over a year ago, and between working with the league office and Howard's family, first of all, making sure it could happen with the Big Ten, and once we got the green light with that, I went to Howard's family and presented everything, and I'm just really humbled and honored that, you know, our league is able to put that name on that award. It's the first of its kind. There's no one more deserving to have his name on an award that Coach Moore, and as you mentioned, Coach Lowry, when I saw the nominees, my eyes immediately went to Chris, because I know what he's gone through and the connection with Howard and how long he's been in the profession. So that's an awesome, awesome first recipient of the Howard Moore Assistant Coach of the Year Award.
It seems very fitting then that this tournament this year would be in Chicago, where Coach Moore is from. And good luck, final note here, just changing gears. Good luck trying to guess who's going to get through this, right? I mean, the Big Ten's just it's been screwy all season. And I guess if ever there's a year where anything can happen, this is that year.
Yeah, I think we've seen that through the regular season. The minute you try to think you can predict it, the minute you're going to find yourself completely wrong. So we'll just try to take care of our 40 minutes here tonight and keep trying to move on one day at a time.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll check around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. I guess I mentioned with Greg, good luck trying to figure out who's going to get through this weekend. I mean, I don't know if anything summed it up any better than Northwestern's situation Sunday. Win and it's 2, lose and it's a 9. It squeaks out a win. So with a 12-8 record, it's the number 2 seed. It shows you how razor's edge this league has been outside Purdue, which won by 3 full games, but there's just not a ton of difference. You go 2 through 12, for instance.
I've been watching and listening to all the pundits, and everybody's got a sleeper, mm-hmm. quote unquote. I hear Michigan State a lot. Well, I've got a sleeper, too. And the two times that we've seen Illinois play,
yep.
I think they can be very good. But there are other times where they don't seem to be quite as motivated. Just ask the head coach, Brad Underwood.
Yeah, which is, the feeling was, I remember when we were in Champaign with these guys, the feeling was that Illinois has the most talent in the Big Ten, right?
I think so. Yeah. When you have Meyer and Shannon, yep. for starters, that 1-2 punch can be pretty lethal. But they don't always play to their level, do they?
No. They don't, and it's a little bit head-scratching, and it's really going to be fascinating tomorrow because Illinois plays Penn State, a team that had that great rally on the home floor over Maryland to put Wisconsin playing on Wednesday, for one thing, but a team like Penn State, if it could get hot, who knows whether you can sustain it, but they could be a dangerous team at least this week, right?
Is this fair? It's probably not fair to divide these teams, those who are in the tournament and those who are still in that bubble?
Yeah.
Does that mean that those who still are fighting for the NCAA tournament will have more to play for and will see it in their play versus those who are maybe comfortable knowing that they'll be seated wherever going into the big dance and that they can't really improve it that much?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin obviously be one of those teams that you would think a lot to play for tonight. Penn State tomorrow. I think, you know, Rutgers stumbled down. They haven't played great since the Mawat Mag injury. They've got Michigan tomorrow in the first game. Michigan has got a lot to play for. So I guess what we're saying is you have a few teams on the bubble in the Big Ten, and obviously Wisconsin is one of those teams. That is your Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down tonight's Nissan keys to the game for the Badgers and the Buckeyes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time for tonight's Nissan Keys to the Game. Well, Mike, the Badgers in the second half against Minnesota all but abandoned the three-point shot until Chucky made the shot that put Wisconsin ahead for good with a three in the final minute. But without Zed Key, there's a young guy, Felix Okpara. He can reject shots, but he's a freshman. It'll be interesting to see if the Badgers are able to attack the paint again here in this game.
We'll probably learn a lot about what they're doing or their approach, at least by how they probe at defense. And if they're putting the ball inside to Wall and Crowell, you got a pretty good idea. They're going to test Okpara and see if he gets any help from his teammates, because I think that might be an area of concern right now for Hope.
In a nutshell, and what makes the postseason in basketball or any sport so glorious is that stars are made. And sometimes they could be likely sources, sometimes less likely. We'll see if, who emerges for Wisconsin if the Badgers are to be successful tonight and throughout the course of this weekend. I don't know if you've got to pick the click there, but it's going to be interesting to see if it's, is it Chucky, is it Connor, or is it guys like Wall or Crow?
Well, the thing about it, Connor Asijan, can we ask more of him than he's already given? That seems like improbable, but I am anyways. I think we're still waiting for that one breakout game from the three-point line. Now, he's gotten a lot better, I think, more efficient inside the arc over the last four games than ever this year.
And as you've touched on, you know, here recently, there's enough sample size there. Connor Asijan tends to perform better away from home.
He really does.
That's just the way it's been with him. And he's averaging about 14 points per game in road or neutral venues.
And he had 17 points against the Buckeyes in the first go-around. So maybe he's the player and give him even a bigger lift than he has already. But again, it's almost unfair to ask a freshman to give more than he's already given. And he's the leading scorer in Big Ten play for Wisconsin.
Yeah, see if he can continue that trend here tonight. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go in a Wisconsin uniform here tonight, all healthy and in action for this game against Ohio State. Before we get you to starting lineups, we will pause for the playing of our national anthem. Let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Chris Holtman in his sixth year at the school and his starting five. He's going to stick with this lineup that he's used in recent games with a senior and four freshmen. The senior is Justice Suing, 6'6 from Honolulu, the transfer from California, 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. He is surrounded by Felix Akpara, 6'11 freshman from Nigeria. 4 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Bryce Sensible, all freshman team member, 6'6 out of Orlando, Florida, 16.5 points, better than 5 rebounds per game. Bruce Thornton, 6'2 freshman from Alpharetta, Georgia, 10 points, 2.5 assists per game. And Roddy Gale Jr., 6'4 freshman from Niagara Falls, New York, 3.7 points, 1.5 rebounds per game, making his eighth start in his seventh start in the last last eight outings. That's the first five for Ohio State. For Greg Gard's Badgers, Gard in his eighth year, seventh full year at the helm, 161 wins against just 91 setbacks in that time. Same five as he's had. Tyler Wohl, the senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.3 points, 6.3 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11.5 points, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Max Klesbitt, 6'3 junior from Nina, nearly 8.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 points, 3.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn, the 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, rounding starting five, better than 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.8 assists per game. Also, 45 steals to his credit here so far this season. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Series through the years belongs to Ohio State, but the Badgers won in early February in Columbus. They've won the last two and five of the last seven. Greg Gard's teams are 7-4 against Ohio State. That round one matchup in Columbus, the Badgers led by as many as 18. Ohio State close to within a bucket before the Badgers held them off 65-60. Turnovers were a factor in that game. Ohio State had 18 of them, twice the number as Wisconsin. Pain points that night were pretty level. Ohio State had the edge 34-30, but remember the Badgers coming off a game in Minneapolis where Wisconsin had 48 points in the paint against Minnesota, and the Buckeyes moving on without Zed Key, who had season-ending shoulder surgery last Thursday. They're looking at about a six-month recovery time for the junior out of Bayshore, New York. So Ohio State a little bit thin in that front line. We'll see if Wisconsin can take advantage of it here tonight, the opening night of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer, Thank you and good night.
Goes left side,
picked up ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the United Center in Chicago, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Jerry Kelly back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to the opening nights of the 2023 Big Ten Conference Tournament. As the Badgers 17-13. Overall through the regular season, 9-11 in league play, taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes, 13-18 overall, 5-15 in conference play. Ohio State got off to a really good start this season, and then things turned the other way. They went through a 9-game losing streak before home court wins against Illinois and Maryland. They lost last weekend to Michigan State, and it has been the ultimate of roller coaster rides for the Wisconsin Badgers. 20 games total have been down to the wire in regulation. 18 games ultimately decided by 5 points or fewer. A school record 6 overtime games. So let's assume we're going to have another close game here tonight. Mike, what do you say?
I think it's a pretty good bet. Safe bet. The one thing about Ohio State, when you look at their season as a whole, the way they started, very strong. The way they finished, strong. Maybe not very strong, but strong. Beating Illinois and Maryland, playing Penn State extremely well, and then losing at Michigan State. A lot of people figured, anyways, you're not going to beat them on senior night or senior day in East Lansing. So they played some of their best basketball without Zed Key. You know, once he was ruled out for the season, they kind of could move forward because they never knew for sure, did they, in any one contest when Key was available, how long he would be available during any one game.
Yeah, I gave him a lot of credit for trying to play through it. It was noticeable when the Badgers played them in Columbus. He just never was quite right, and then eventually shut it down. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, had the shoulder surgery last week, and they'll hope to have him up and running by next year. But I give them credit. I talked with Greg Gard about this, and it's one thing we've seen in this league. Teams that are near the bottom of the Big Ten standings do not phone it in. You know, we saw Minnesota take Wisconsin to the wire. We've seen Nebraska now in consecutive years ruin senior days as they did at Iowa, as they did in Madison last March. Says something about, you know, there's a lot of things that we can nitpick about college athletics these days, but the effort from these guys, yeah, that's been pretty much unwavering.
Well, without Key, it's forced them to do some different things with their lineup and off the bench, and certainly with Akpara being so raw, if you could get him into foul trouble, that proved to be costly for the Buckeyes because they've been using Eugene Brown, haven't they, at the post?
Yeah, they have, and he's 6'7". It's be interested to see how Bryce Sensabaugh comes out in this game. He was a factor, albeit briefly, in the first game against Wisconsin. He scored 13 points, but he only played 16 minutes before fouling out. He has DQ'd 5 times this season, 4 in conference play. When he's on the floor, he's really good. So you talk about foul trouble. We'll see. Maybe the Badgers can get him in foul trouble again here tonight.
Sensenbaugh is one of the most gifted scorers in this league. On the all-freshman team, which segues right to Connor Asijan. I was so happy that Asijan made that all-freshman team because I wasn't sure they would be able to split Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer from Purdue, but they did it. So it was Bud Schifino, Chet Howard, Sensenbaugh, Braden Smith, and Asijan.
As you mentioned with Connor, he is into some rare air in terms of Wisconsin freshman. Sam Oakey averaged a bit better than 13 points a game, but you're going back to the 1995-96 season. Asijan is 11.9 coming into this game, so he's in that territory. Ethan Happ, 12.5. Devin Kevin Harris, Brad Davison, a shade more than a dozen a game. So Connor Asensio's in some pretty good company in his scoring output as a first-year player.
Without a doubt. And for some context with this league this year, Connor Asensio has 64 triples. So does Keisei Tominaga.
Yeah.
So they both have 64. And he's been kind of one of the bright developments for this league for the most part this year. The other, I think, recognition part of the postseason that I want to touch on is Chucky Hepburn. Now, he made honorable mention. So when I looked at the coach's honorable mention, Chucky's in pretty good company. A.J. Hogarth, Tony Perkins, Keisei Tominaga. That's not bad.
Pretty good guards in this league, in other words. And what Chucky is, I think, I would imagine that coaches look a lot, you know, most of us look at shot making, especially late in games. I'm guessing coaches are looking at the other end of the floor and the disruptive player that Chucky Hepburn could be, especially in the big moments where he has a lot of those late game steals with his overall defensive work. So again, it's anybody's guess what the Badgers need to do down here. So I guess just win, baby, as the late great Al Davis would say. You figure one, maybe two, you feel a little better. The longer you go, the better you feel. And then the hard part for Wisconsin is putting a little streak together, because it's been a minute since we've seen that.
Well, that's the thing. I'm tired of the discussion about not winning two games in a row. They could end that here this afternoon. We've talked a little bit about Chucky Hepburn. I think you also had talk about Bruce Thornton in that same discussion, because Thornton, I think, has been as good a player for Ohio State down the stretch, maybe better than Sensabaugh, because he's been more consistent as a scorer.
Yeah, 17 plus per game over his last four, including 20 in East Lansing this past weekend, averaging 10 points a game so far this season. Your officials are Brian Dorsey, DJ Karstensen, and Keith Kimball as the starting lineups being introduced. The Badgers will be in the home white and the cardinal trim, the Buckeyes and the traveling scarlet and the white and gray trim. Opening night, this is the first of two games. Minnesota and Nebraska will have the nightcap. And to paint the picture, this is a lightly attended crowd here at the United Center. But if you're going to check part of it out on television, it's going to look okay, because the seats in the lower bowl, baseline to baseline, are occupied. And a pretty good Wisconsin contingent, as you would imagine, as is always the case, especially when the tournament is here in Chicago.
I bumped into Isaac Lindsay at the team hotel this afternoon, and I congratulated Isaac on being a part of the sportsmanship team here in this league. But he didn't want to talk about that. He said, we're going to be energized. He promised. He said, we're going to be energized. We're going to come out with a lot of energy in this game. He says that's the way they practice. So we'll see if that translates to game time.
And Isaac's been getting some increased playing time of late as well. Just his own individual workload is picking up. He had that 8-point first half against Purdue. Played 13 minutes the other night against Minnesota. So we are about set to go, the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Wisconsin took down Ohio State 65-60 in Columbus in early February, and looking to advance now as the winner will play the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow, a game that will tip at approximately 1:30 Central Time.
One of the late season developments, too, for Ohio State, you're seeing Justin Suing try to get some of his teammates more involved, because I think it'd be fair to say he's been pretty much a ball hog all season. Then at Michigan State, he wound up with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Yep, and here we go. It'll be Felix Akpara and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. As game one of this Big Ten tournament is underway, toss and tap to the Badgers, and Wisconsin will move to our right in the first half, and Ohio State man-to-man on the defensive end. Stephen Crowell throws to Connor Resegian, bounces to Max Klesmith against Sensabaugh. Out to Resegian, left wing three is around the rim and out, no good. Bryce Sensabaugh, the rebound for Ohio State. Buckeyes move to our left for their first possession of the night. Bruce Thornton against Chucky Hepburn on the dribble along the left sideline. In between the circles, feeds Sensabaugh, chased by Klesmith. Sensabaugh lost the handle out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And Max bobbed it just enough, and Sensabaugh coughed it up for the early turnover.
Poor job Klesman did on Minnesota on Jameson Battle, who led on one field goal.
Here's Chucky Hepburn. As Rodney was shorting a little backcourt since now he gets up on Chucky across half court. As Hepburn goes, he finds it, cutting a seat on the right heel catch. And finished with the layup. 2-0 Wisconsin. We're in the opening minute here in Chicago. Bruce Thornton against Hepburn, throws to Suing. He's with Wall on the left wing. A pass for Akpara, top of the circle. Rotates it right side, sends a ball, bounces to Suing, right of the paint. Suing against Tyler Wall. Suing in the lane. He lost the handle, trying to save it, and he does to Gale between the circles with 8 on the shot clock. Gale, right of the wheel. Crowd gets him on a switch. Gale pull up foul line jumper. Good. Going glass. Gale banks it in to tie the game at 2, about a minute 15 gone by. Hepburn to the front court, going to Klesman along the right sideline. High screen Crowd. Klesman moves to his left, flips to Hepburn, outside left. Gale crowding him above the three-point arc. And Hepburn kills the dribble, goes into Crowd, single coverage Akpara, left of the lane, backing his Crowd. Mid-post left, Crowd still backs, left shoulder turn, leans in and pushed it up right hand, no good. Rebound sends the ball for Ohio State. A minute 40 gone by, and we are tied at 2. Thornton at the top of the circle for the Buckeyes, throwing to Suing in the left wing. Dribbles off the wing. Left lane line against Wall. Suing trying to back down Wall. Suing in the lane. One pump. Leans in. Up right hand. Short. Rebound fought for. Sensible wins the battle left of the paint. Throws it to Thornton. 3 in the air. Up top. Bricked it wide left. And the rebound to Asijan. 2:05 gone by. We're tied at 2. Asijan gets a good screen from Crowd. Connor. A little cross over the lane. 13-footer. Back rim once. Twice. Rolls off the left side iron. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ohio State. So says TJ Carstensen.
Buckeyes had 4 players under the rim for that defensive board and couldn't control it.
And they have just reversed
it. They did.
Yeah, Brian Dorsey, I think, just came in and made the correction. So it will be Ohio State ball. 2:13 gone by. We are tied at 2 here at the United Center. First game of this Big Ten Conference tournament. Bryce sends the ball out front, throwing to Suing high on the right, feeds Akpara top of the circle. One dribble, the handle off to Gale. He's with the siege, and Gale takes him on. In the lane, kicks it back out to Thornton, right of the paint. Against Chucky Hepburn, Thornton takes it back out with 8 on the shot clock. Thornton left of the circle on the right-hand dribble to the line, kicks to Suing, snaps off at the right wing. Good. Justice Suing just 23% from distance, but knocks down the triple, and it's 5-2 Ohio State. 2 minutes, 50 seconds gone by. Max Klesman up top, throws to a Asijan high on the left. Thornton against Connor. A pass for Stephen Crow at the top of the arc. Crow, one dribble. Kills the dribble. Asijan slips, falls down. Hepburn takes the handoff, tries a 3 right of the circle. Missed it short. Thornton the rebound for Ohio State. Up the middle, feeds Sensible. Face the 3. Sensible on the left-hand dribble. Left of the lane. Leans in on Wall. Kicks out to Gale. Blows off the left wing. Kicks to Suing on the right side against Asijan. And now Suing off the bounce. Right elbow jumper is good. Suing with 5 quick ones. 7-2 Ohio State. We're about 3.5 minutes into the game. Connor Asijan throwing to Crowell between the arcs. Parra defending. A handoff to Klesman. Goes into Crowell. Right block against Suing. Advantage Crowell here. The 7-footer turns up and in with the right hand. Stephen Crowell taking advantage of that switch. 7-4 Ohio State.
Just good recognition on the part of Crowell realizing he had size advantage, Suing and made it work.
Bruce Thornton, lock side, 6'2", 215 pounder, off the sensible ball screen, drives the lane to the rim, layup good. First point for Thornton, 9-4 Ohio State, we're 4 minutes in. Buckeyes 4 of 6 here to start the game. Klesman left-hand toss to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell moves a lazy pass. He got Hepburn off a deflection. Now a step back long 2 in the air. Left side rolls off. No good. Rebound Roddy Gale. Gale brings it up for Ohio State. A cold start for the Badgers. Thornton feeds Sensible. He'll take a long 3 straight away. Off the rim out. No good. Klesman had the rebound taken away from behind by Suing. Lobs to Akpara. Catches the left block. Picks it to Gale. Into Sensible. Left of the lane. Sensible trying to back on Wall. Tyler trying to hold his turf. Backing in Sensible. Turns. Fades. Flips. Baseline left. Back rim. No good. A siege in the rebound. 15-15 left of the first half. 9-4 Ohio State. Tyler Wall right of the lane. A bump and the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Wall. Turnover Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15-10 left of the first half. Ohio State 9, Wisconsin 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Dutch Boy Paint gives every room of your home a fresh new look. With over 1,300 colors to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your interior. A gallon of DuraClean is $21.97 after 11% off. For a paint that's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant, choose Forever Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's $29.98 per gallon after 11% off. Good through March 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Big Ten Conference. Any use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the Big Ten Conference's express written consent is prohibited. 15-10 left of the first half. Ohio State 9, Wisconsin 4.
Right now, Ohio State's a more physical team. Started with Thornton's defense on his siege, and he's really up into him, ensuing overpowered Klesman for a rebound forced a turnover on Wall by crowding him on defense.
Carter Gilmore in there for Tyler Wall right now. Sean McNeil, the transfer from West Virginia, getting some early run, as well as Isaac Likely, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Ohio State on offense. Bruce Thornton, a lob on Parlo on the left, goes up, disrupted by Crow, and it's well off the mark. Gilmore is there. Good D from Stephen Crow. And here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin against Justice Seward. A pass for Stephen Crow on the right wing. He'll throw to Gilmore. He's with McNeil. Gilmore gives off to Hepburn as Suing is on Chucky. A flip to his siege and matched up with Thornton. Right point for Gilmore. 10 on the shot clock. Crow up top. Kills the dribble. And his pass for his siege taken away by Thornton. Hepburn is back. He'll have to let him go as Thornton will take it to the rim for the layup. A lazy pass. Ohio State getting after it defensively. It's 11-4 the Buckeyes. 14-20 left in the first half. Stephen Crow at the top of the circle for Wisconsin. Finds a Sejan. Backs off. Feeds Crow. High on the right. Crow picked up the dribble. Hands off to Hepburn. He'll try a long three. Right of the circle. Short. No good. Long rebound. Crow runs it down right corner. Crow backing on Okpara. Crow backing. Goes up left hand. Good. Stephen Crow over the freshman. Four for Crow. It's 11-6 Ohio State. 13:53 left in the first half. Bruce Thornton brings it up for the Buckeyes. Hands off to McNeil. Leads it for Justice Suing. He hands off to Thornton off the Okpara screen. Thornton left of the circle. A flip to McNeil at the top against the siege with a shot fake. Connor won't bite. A pass to Thornton left of the circle. Seven on the shot clock. Good hedge on the screen from Crowell. Thornton releases to Suing. Three to shoot. Behind the back dribble. Now a fadeaway jump. Right foul line extended. No good from Suing. Rebound to Sejan. Outlet to Hepburn. Drops it to the trailing Klesman. Beats Crowell at the top of the circle. 13-18 left in the half. 5-point lead Ohio State. Klesman gets crowded. Right foul line extended. Floats it back out to his Sejan. 11-6 the Buckeyes early on. Hepburn on the right-hand dribble. Little hesitation dribble off the Crow screen. Kills the dribble right of the paint. Moved it inside for Crow. Knocked away by Suing. Out of bounds. And last touch by Crow, says DJ Karstensen. And ooh, I thought that was last touch by Ohio State, but they say that's not the case. Wow. Okay. Crowell and Klesmet sit down. Wall back in. Jordan Davis in as well. 13 minutes left in the half. 11-6 Ohio State. Bruce Thornton sets the floor. Freshman on the dribble. All above the three-point line against Hepburn. A pass for McNeil. At the top of the arc. Pivots. Kicks it to Thornton. High on the left. 10 on the shot clock. Thornton finds McNeil high on the right. McNeil a three in the air over a Sejan is good. Sean McNeil better than 36% from distance coming into the game. 14-6 Ohio State. 12:28 left in the first half. Badgers just 3 of 9 from the field in the early minutes. Wall finds Gilmore at the top. Gilmore on the dribble. And a whistle. He's checked by Eugene Brown. A foul called off the ball. They're going to get Isaac Likely here. Is the game's first foul. Max Klesmet will come in for Wisconsin, replacing Connor Esegian.
The Badgers are going to have to find a way to match the physicalness that they're seeing out of the Buckeyes.
Yeah, they've come out with some authority. Ohio State has. Jordan Davis sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn, being bothered by Likely, a screen from Wall. Chucky trying to get by Likely and does. Right block, throws it up, missed, but a foul. Yeah, Chucky disappointed he couldn't get the and one. He will shoot a couple of free throws. And Isaac Likely has picked up two quick fouls, and Hepburn goes to the free throw line. Both of these teams have been filling it here of late from the free throw line. The Badgers 30 of 34 over their last three games. Ohio State's 40 of 42 in that stretch.
They got a 20 for 20 game.
Yeah. The first free throw for Hepburn is good. Chucky a 70% free throw shooter. Bryce Sensabaugh is back into the game for Ohio State. Thornton sits down. 14-7, the Buckeyes. 12-10 left in the first half. Second free throw for Hepburn. In and out, no good. Sensabaugh the rebound. And Isaac Likely to the front court for Ohio State. Likely matched up with Jordan Davis just outside the center circle. Bounce pass for Eugene Brown. He's with Gilmore. Left of the wheel. Finds it cutting McNeil in the lane. Eight-footer in the paint is good. Sean McNeil with five, and it's 16-7 Ohio State. 11:47 left of the first half. Jordan Davis out front for the Badgers, throwing to Hepburn high on the left. A screen from Gilmore. Chucky at the top. Out to Klesmet. Open three. Left side. In and out. No good. Gilmore trying to secure the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Sensabaugh. It'll be Wisconsin ball at the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:34 left in the first half, Ohio State 16, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fans sweepstakes, and more. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Latte Matcha Pizza and Pepsi. 11:34 left in the first half. Ohio State 16, Wisconsin 7.
Sean McNeil played a little over 32 minutes against the Badgers in Columbus. Wisconsin limited him to only 5 field goal attempts and 7 points. He started 24 times this year for Ohio State, but he's been coming off the bench more regularly now over the last 7 games and gotten off to a fast start, Matt. 5 points, 2 of 2 from the field, including a triple.
Had a 20-point game at Iowa about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, Chris Holtman's been going with a senior and 4 freshmen in his starting lineup of late, that senior being Justice Suing. Badgers come out with Wall, Gilmore, Davis, Plesman, and Hepburn. That guy's had McNeil, Sensabaugh, Suing, Thornton, and Brown. It'll be Hepburn inbounding for Wisconsin. With a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Badgers just 3 of 10. Buckeyes 7 of 12 shooting here so far. Hepburn looking to get an inbounds to Klesman. He'll catch left of the lane, drives in the paint. One pump goes up and missed, but a foul. Couple of and ones waiting to happen, but they didn't happen. Bryce Sensabaugh picked up the foul. That's his first. And Max Klesman, a 69% free throw shooter, will get 2 shots.
It was encouraging to see Klesman attack the rim, though. He's been pretty good from just about every place on the floor of late, has he?
Yes. First free throw is off the mark, off the right side iron. Didn't score a lot on Sunday at 6 points, but it was the defense that made him shine in that game in Minneapolis as he gets a split. Second free throw rattles through. 16-8 Ohio State with 11.5 minutes left in the first half. Bruce Thornton brings it up the floor for the Buckeyes, moving to our left in this first 20 minutes. But the ball is Thornton between the circles. Klesman picks up Thornton. Now it's Sensabaugh versus Hepburn. A pass for McNeil. Matched up with Jordan Davis and picked up now on the switch by Hepburn. McNeil, spin move. In the lane, leans in, got around Hepburn and banked it in. Sean McNeil with 7. That would be a bit less than 10 a game. 18-8 Ohio State. Hepburn off the Gilmore screen. Chucky on the right wing. Feeds Klesman. 11 minutes left in the half. 10-point lead for the Buckeyes. Klesman bounces to Gilmore. Left of the lane. Moving in on Eugene Brown. Gilmore left block. Pivots. Goes up low on the left. And that rolls off. No good. But a foul. And Carter Gilmore will get free throws. Eugene Brown picks up the foul. Maybe, just can't get that in one.
Maybe they should check that rim, because we've seen at least 4 shots roll off it.
Carter Gilmore at the free throw line. Badgers a 67% foul shooting team for the season. Gilmore hits the first free throw, 65% in Big Ten play. Connor Esegian and Kamari McGee will come in. Hepburn and Jordan Davis will sit down.
Gilmore doesn't get a lot of field goal attempts, obviously. He seems to be more comfortable now using the left hand around the rim.
He does, yep. Second free throw for Gilley in the air and straight through. So Carter will come out. Stephen Crowell is back in. 18-10 Ohio State. There's 4 out of 6 now at the foul line. Ohio State has not been there yet. 10:45 left in the first half. Bruce Thornton out of Alpharetta, Georgia, to the front court against Kamari McGee. McGee trying to crowd him between the wheels. High screen Brown and an offensive foul. Illegal screen. Brown, little hip check there in the direction of Kamari McGee, and Eugene Brown now with a couple of fouls.
I thought McGee did a good job, too, maintaining contact so the official could see what was happening and make that call.
Kamari loves to play defense, and he'll bring it up the floor now for Wisconsin, throwing to Connor Esegian. Esegian against Thornton. A gifted freshman here. A pass for Wall, right of the lane, backing his Wall against Suing. Wall turns it out to McGee, left of the circle, the jab step. Feeds Klesman left wing, wants to go to Crowell, gets it to him, left of the lane, knocked away by Brown. Crowell to the floor, ball out of bounds, last touch by Crowell. And that's good work by the undersized Eugene Brown against Stephen Crowell to force that turnover.
And he plays hungry, doesn't he?
He does. Eugene Brown missed the first 11 games this season. because of a concussion. He has started but one time. This is his 19th game appearance of the season. 18-10 Ohio State, 10:03 left in the first half. Brown with a basketball at the top of the circle, hands off to McNeil. McNeil against Connor Asija. McNeil blocks the dribble, drives the lane, feeds Brown, and he could not handle it, out of bounds. Off of his hands and striking the baseline, turnover Ohio State.
Probably a little bit too unselfish on the part of McNeil because he had an open shot. He had beaten Asija.
Had a clear path. And up the floor comes Kamari McGee, 9:50 left in the first half. Badgers down 18-10. Felix Apara back in there for the Buckeyes. Crow a handoff to Klesman. A hard play. You're talking about a hedge and a half. Klesman got rocked and they play on. Here's Tyler Wall, baseline left on the penetration. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound tapped out to McNeil. And now here comes Sensible. Up the left sideline for Ohio State. A pass for Thornton at the center circle. 9:24 left in the half. 18-10 Ohio State. Bruce Thornton, right of the circle, left-hand dribble, pull-up byline jumper is good for Thornton. He has six, and it's 20-10 Ohio State. McGee trying to send it along the right sideline for Klesman. McNeil knocks it out of bounds. 10-point lead for the Buckeyes, 9:09 left in the half. Chucky Hepburn checks back in, replacing Kamari McGee.
Kind of the curse of the two-point shot has resurfaced here, hasn't it, around the rim.
Max Klesman, inbounds to Hepburn between the circles, high screen Wall.